Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The independent voice for Houston sports. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, I'm going to give you stats, and you tell me which one is better, against a certain opponent. Against a certain opponent, he has played 18 football games, NFL football games. He has 97 receptions, 1,718 yards.
Easy.
11 touchdowns. That's over an NFL season. That's two more games than a regular, well, what was a regular NFL season. One more game than what's a regular NFL season now. It's 97 receptions and 11 touchdowns. Not great. 1,700 yards. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So in just over a season. And then there's this. In just 60 at-bats against the team. Now, if you extrapolate that, it's actually in a season, you would have 10 times the number of at-bats. But in just 59 at-bats against the team, he has 19 hits. He has 6 home runs, 15 RBIs. You know what that extrapolates to?
How many games?
In 59 at-bats. In a season, you'll get 600 at-bats in a full season. Or more. You'll get more than 600 at-bats. So basically,
depends on walks, but
in a season, he would have 60 home runs and 150 RBIs. Mm-hmm. That's like one of the best seasons
so that's
ever.
Yordan Rangers and T.Y. Texans?
No, it's Adolis Garcia against the Astros.
Oh, God, gross.
Yes.
It's Garcia against the Texans?
Garcia against the Astros.
And that's clearly T.Y.
Hilton, yeah. against the Texans.
Wow. That's Adolis?
That's not Which what I was... one is having a better career against the team, against our team?
Career, it's got to be T.Y.
Well, yeah.
T.Y.'s done it.
Well, he's done it. But Adolis is a rookie.
Yeah. So T.Y.'s done
with
it.
Just 59 at-bats.
Well, he's we may have our new...
Our new Pujols.
This may be the new Pujols.
Adolis Garcia, grand slam. Now, he does have 17 strikeouts, which would be 170 strikeouts in a season. But you know what? Oh, well. I'll take that. His OPS against the Astros?
Low.
1,026.
Oh, I was hoping it was going to be in the 700s.
322 average, 365 on base, and a 661 slugging.
You know, as a designated numbers guy on the show, I can tell you that usually we in the numbers community, we want over 850, and we really like over 900. But once we get over 1,000 in the OPS, those guys are usually all-stars.
Yeah.
Well, I found.
He's an all-star.
Almost everybody who has over 1,000 OPS ends up being an all-star at some point in their career.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that I think is interesting potentially. So, yeah, I got a feeling this kid's going to end up being an all-star.
Thank you. No, he was an all-star already.
But, I mean, probably again maybe.
Yeah.
From a number standpoint.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And he's really, really good. So, I just
over 1,000
I just wanted you to know that every time Adolis comes up, you're facing T.Y. Hilton.
Babe Ruth.
Yeah. No. 60 home runs in a season, 170 RBIs. That's Hank Greenberg, Babe Ruth type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and those are greatest seasons in baseball history.
Like baseball cards, and there was gum in them. That kind of That kind of season.
Did you happen to see this?
Yeah, Jake Paul with his robot.
Is that really a robot or somebody dressed up as a robot?
Well, I mean, it's somebody dressed up that's in, like, it's kind of like stilts or whatever. But, yeah, so let's address this. Pay-per-view, Showtime. Yes, they brought Dave Portnoy and Big Cat out from Barstool Sports. Jake Paul fought, and he's the better fighter of Jake and Logan, but Jake Paul fought Tyrone Woodley, and they were delivering, they were throwing punches out there, man. They got after it, and
Woodley punched him into the ropes, and Paul still got the decision.
No, split decision, but yeah, Jake won handily on two cards, lost on another one, but it was
how can you win handily on two cards and then lost another one?
I know, I mean, that always bothers me when three people see it so vastly different. That's a huge concern, and that's why boxing to me has had a major problem since. I think it was the Lennox Lewis had a fight, and I can't remember who he fought, where I was just like, yeah, this may be the end of it. If Lennox Lewis cannot get the win here, was it Evander Holyfield? There was some fight that was just atrocious, and one of the judges said, oh, I had an obstructed view. Like, what? How can a judge have an obstructed view? Anyway, that was a fight. You know, I want to give the Paul brothers credit. They're creeps, they're a-holes, they're intentional bad guys, and they don't care. And you know what? As disrespectful as the Pauls were to Floyd Mayweather and to Tyrone Woodley, these are two guys that in a street fight, they would have, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about street fight for, but all the guys around Floyd Mayweather would have just beat the piss out of Logan Paul. Or it's Jake Paul that actually grabbed his hat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, against Tyrone Woodley, who's an MMA fighter. Of course, in an MMA fight, Woodley would, you know, in an all-out street fight, Woodley would be a big favorite against Jake Paul. In a boxing match, though, Jake Paul's actually he's a fairly skilled boxer. Both of the brothers are fairly skilled boxers. They take it pretty seriously, and I give them a lot of credit because the guys who fight them, Mayweather, who definitely respects their ability to sell fights, and then Woodley at no point was going to attack either of the Paul brothers. You know why? This is the biggest paycheck he'll ever get in his entire career. Way more than he got with Dana White in the UFC. So Woodley respected the fact that he was going to make a bunch of money, and he went along with everything. And then when they fought, they fought. Now he wants a rematch. Who doesn't want a rematch? Do you know how many fighters out there will want to fight the Paul brothers now? Because it's their biggest payday. Not because it's going to elevate them to any class of fighter or whatever. They want to fight them because this is a monster payday. It's a monster payday. And I give the Paul brothers credit. This is the generation. This is the NFT generation. This is the get paid for opening baseball cards generation. It's play Roblox or Minecraft or Fortnite generation and have people watch you play video games on a YouTube or a Twitch channel and you make a bunch of money. And we're in an era of influencers on Instagram. Like, what is your skill? Nothing. Kim Kardashian started it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
And now?
Well, she did stuff.
Well, maybe. Okay, maybe.
That's what made it.
Maybe it was started with MTV way back in the day with Real World, but then certainly with Survivor. But then Kim Kardashian took it to another level. And now, guys, like
at least
Paul
on
brothers,
Survivor, you had to do something.
Yeah, you had to do stuff, and you were famous for being on a TV show. Kim Kardashian got famous for really a sex video that was intentionally leaked by her mom, and then just other stuff.
Yeah.
And yet they built an entire empire. The Paul brothers have built an empire, too.
Yeah.
And they're getting other guys paid, too. And I give them credit. I mean, they're not scrubs fighting-wise. They can both box a little bit. So I give them credit for selling themselves. I mean, Muhammad Ali did it for years and years. Conor McGregor's a salesman. They understand what it's like to sell, and they're going to keep having big fights that people are going to buy for pay-per-view, and they're going to make so much money boxing. YouTubers are going to change the face of the financial construct of – they may force Dana White to start opening up the checkbook a little
more. Well, it's funny. Yeah. Those YouTubers will have bigger audiences. I mean –
you see how many people were packed in Cleveland? You see how many people were at the fight? It was completely filled.
And I would imagine, and I don't know what the buys were, But I would imagine those guys are more popular than most. Name a boxer that they wouldn't be more popular.
Do you know what? They're going to be more popular than every boxer that's out there. It's not even close. No. Boxing fans, don't be stupid. Don't be stupid and try to say, oh, you never know. If Fury fought Wilder again, stop. People who don't care about boxing at all will buy pay-per-views to watch the Paul brothers fight. Yeah. People who want to see the Paul brothers get their asses kicked will buy pay-per-views. MMA fans will buy it. Wrestling fans will buy it because he's got giant robots coming into the ring with them. This is as close as we've ever seen to wrestling meets Japanese game show, meets boxing, meets MMA.
Meets YouTube.
It really is YouTube plus professional wrestling plus Japanese game show. With some and it's all of it comes together in a boxing ring. That's what this is. And guess what? This is what, whether you like it or not, this is what the days of Roberto Duran. Oh, Roberto Duran versus John the Beast Mugabe. This is going to be a great fight. No one would care now.
Nope.
Do you have a giant robot? Do you have hot girls coming into the ring? Is there going to be fights in the press build up?
You had me a giant robot.
Yeah, giant robot. I'm not saying it's bad.
I was scared of them.
There's two things I love more than anything right now: giant robots and little people.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that for the next fight?
In what order?
That's a hard one right now. Are you telling me that you can't get that for the next fight? You can't bring them both together?
Mm. What if those two little Russian ones were fighting each other?
In there?
Would you rather see a robot fight or the two little fellas that like to scrap in?
Hezbollah. Yeah. Isn't that his name? Hezbollah. Yeah. Hezbollah, I would much. No, Hezbollah. Hezbollah is like a.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. Yeah, right.
Hezbollah, yeah, I wanted to see him fight. It was all a big setup from the very beginning. There was never going to be a fight. Would I like to see him fight? Yeah, I think he'd get destroyed. I saw one bodybuilding little guy, person, and I'm like, oh, don't fight him.
Oh, no. All right, we've got 4 tickets to give away to a football game. We'll do that on the other side. Plus, we got a little NBA. It's just such drama all the time in the NBA. We'll talk about it on the other side next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff over at Absolute Marble and Granite. He's my guy. I've known Jeff for years. And I really, you know what? We trusted him with our backyard. We trusted him without our outdoor kitchen. And he was awesome. And if you're looking for somebody that can do an entire outdoor kitchen or patio, put it in for you, redo your kitchen, redo your living room, your dining, whatever it is, whatever room, your bathroom especially. He does entire hotels of countertops, or he does entire bathrooms, bathtubs, and he does it all. Look, if you're looking for a guy that is going to do a big job in your home, get it done, do it more efficiently, do it without someone. He can do all the design for it as well. He can also, he'll come to your house, he'll give you the estimate. He will do, or your business as well, because your business needs upgrading too. Hey, this is your biggest event investment ever. Make it so that it is actually going to resell by calling Jeff Aronoff to get the job done. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5. Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Some stories. Apparently, Jason Kidd caught it in Giannis's book. Did you see this? Jason Kidd.
No, I didn't see this.
Yeah, apparently Giannis wrote a book, and Jason Kidd has responded that this is BS. He didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it for him. But what an a-hole Jason Kidd was when he was the coach of the Bucks. And Jason's not taken kindly to it. So there is that. You might want to read up on that. There's a story on Larry Brown Sports about the whole thing. Julius Erving thinks NBA players today have gotten softer.
He talked about the fact that they have, look, the amenities are easier. There's no question. Yeah. He talked about having to take flights the next morning, early morning flights. They don't have the chartered flights. It's not. Yeah. I mean, the more posh your life is, the softer you're going to be. I think that's pretty
reasonable. Oh, I don't reasonable. Think there's any place that they're more coddled.
I think it's pretty reasonable. And he made an interesting comment. He said the players and then the fans who watch them are okay with them being selfish and more coddled too. Like they're okay with that style.
Yeah.
With the load management and all that stuff. They're fine with players being the way that they are, is basically what he said.
Yeah.
He'll catch some slack for it, but I mean, he's not wrong. It's, yeah, the players are softer now because they're not asked to. Lives are pretty easy. He talked about being privileged. And yeah, professional athletes now, the lives they live are very privileged lives. There's just no question about
yeah.
it. If you find out if you have any insight into what being a professional athlete is, on the team side, certain teams you're more privileged than others. Some teams, not as much. But if you make good money as a professional athlete, yeah, you live a very privileged life. You're not looking to take the earliest flights. You're going to take better flights. You're going to make life easier on yourself unless you're just a super, super real one. And that's just, I think there's a fewer and far between guys who are looking to make things harder on themselves. They're not looking to make things hard on themselves, but that's human nature too. Like, why would you look to make things harder on yourself?
No. They're softer. The league isn't as tough. There's nobody punching each other in the face anymore.
I think the league would tell you, we're fine with that.
There's no hand checking. The league will say, you know what? But it's a different game. It's not as popular as it was in the 80s, but that was a time, you know, with Mike and Magic and Larry Bird. And it's not nearly as popular as the early 90s when Mike and those guys were winning all those titles. But you lost Michael Jordan, so that certainly. And LeBron James, while he has been spectacular, he certainly hasn't taken over the mantle for carrying the league on his back and with the ratings and keeping it where, you know, it kind of feels like it's at an all-time low as far as fan interest goes. I think we've seen, you know.
Well, but that's not, you know, what's funny is that's actually not the case if you look at metrics that don't involve television. If you look at the other metrics, which is streaming stuff from YouTube.
Followers on
from
Twitter.
NBA, I think it's, if you look at the old metrics, but with all the cord cutting, that's pretty tough to use that, I think. But like my son doesn't watch games often, but watches a ton of video clips of basketball. A ton of video
Maybe
clips.
That's how
you don't get
now.
Rated. You don't get rated that way. No, a lot of kids consume that way. I'm like, y'all don't watch games, but y'all talk about basketball all the time. You know every player, and it's all because you watch Instagram stuff and you play 2K, and this is how you know the whole league?
Yeah.
What?
So
I didn't raise you to be like that.
Well, that's how you no. Yes, you did.
I didn't raise kids to be Instagram kids.
Yes, you did. Apparently, yes, you did.
I guess I got
to
live with it.
Gary Payton says that Kyrie Irving was disrespectful to Steve Nash, to his head coach. Now, that was so early. I don't know what kind of relationship Kyrie Irving had with Steve Nash, but remember when he was hired. Kyrie Irving said that when he was hired, he was like, yeah, we'll have more than one head coach. It's going to be me and Kevin Durant, and it's going to be Steve Nash.
It's going to be a team effort.
Yeah, it's a team effort, a head coach.
There's no such thing as any one person being in charge. We'll all be in charge. Can't wait to see you guys win a title. Oh, wait, that's why we didn't even get to the championship.
Listen.
Retired. So Gary Payton said, that's just a shame right there. That should not be said. I think that was a bad statement by him. You should respect the coaches. You should respect the guys that have been put in those positions. And if you want to be that guy, if you were a guy that was a superstar and you come to me and you perform on the floor, do the things on the floor you're supposed to do, then I'm going to bring you in on everything I'm doing anyway, because I want to keep you happy and keep my team happy. That was a situation where he should have let Steve Nash come to him and say, Kyrie, what you need? What should we do? What do you like? But just to blow him off on day one, that's kind of far-fetched.
Yeah, I agree with him. Gary Payton said, you know, when you prove yourself to the head coach and, you know, he'll come to you, about decisions and whatnot, but that happens behind the scenes. You don't declare it right when he's hired.
Well, but that's not the only guy that was helping people out. You know, Kyrie was trying to help Steve Nash out as a co-head coach. Kevin Durant. It turns out Tim Reynolds of the Associated Press reported on Sunday the Brooklyn Nets forward Kevin Durant advised Kanye West on what he liked and what he did not like about the upcoming album Donda. And while it was still being put together, Durant had spoken about the experience listening to then In Progress album during the Tokyo Olympics. He called West a master of his craft. The hip-hop star released the 27-song album on streaming platforms. Oh, okay, so it came out this weekend. It's his first studio release since Jesus is King. Kevin Durant signed off on some of that and maybe made some alterations.
I don't know if there were any alterations per se, but at least we know we've got Kevin's view on it. And maybe Kanye can help him out with his fadeaway jumper. I don't know if he feels like, you know, if Kevin needs any help with that.
So NBA players give a lot of feedback to others. LeBron has been a feedback giver for years on a variety of.
As well, they should be.
Do you think they would respond equally well if someone gave them feedback on how to be basketball players?
Yeah, right. It's like I said, if Kanye Kevin Durant isn't, you know, maybe not giving enough pump fakes before he pay, and if he's fading away enough to make sure that every time he's going to be able to get over the defender, you know, and in some catch and shoot situations,
go straight up more vertical.
Right.
If you have a little bit more verticality, you're going to be a little more balanced as a shooter. Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think Kevin Durant would respond?
I would think he would respect that. Yeah. Okay. With Kanye, you know, helping him out with his jumper.
You think Kyrie is going to like it when Steve Nash tries to tell him how to be a player? No, with him being head coach and all?
You know, he's the head coach.
One of the co-head coaches.
Right.
It probably goes over worse with Kyrie, someone telling him how to play basketball.
I think Kevin Durant would take...
A two-time MVP.
I don't think Kevin Durant would take too kindly to it.
Listen, let's be real about this. Between Kyrie and Kevin Durant and Steve Nash, they have three MVPs.
Right.
So that's a lot of MVPs between the three of those
guys. Two by Nash.
Yeah, two by Nash.
Right.
But Kyrie is clearly the better, like... If Steve Nash ever could get on Kyrie's level as a player, that would have been something else.
That would be sweet.
But unfortunately...
I know Bill O'Brien enjoy when somebody criticized his coaching into halftime of that Denver game? Remember that?
Yeah, actually, I think he was...
Bill O'Brien really enjoyed it. But I think...
He didn't seem to like
either. He enjoyed, you know...
He didn't like my critique either. I should have been recording. I should have been running on that. Why are you so mad? What are you so mad about?
He never ended every question in a press conference with, you know, John, I really appreciate that question. I'm going to take that into advisement. Maybe I should be changing things, but here's my answer.
Yeah, no, yeah. He never said that's a good point. I need to think about that.
All right. Let's do this first. And then when we come back here is exactly 9:30. The Labor Day Classic is a college football tradition between arch rivals Texas Southern Tigers and Prairie View A&M Panthers. You don't want to miss it. This Saturday, Texas Southern takes on Prairie View A&M at BBVA Stadium. And caller number four, you're going to get a four-pack of tickets to the game. So if you want to go to this Texas Southern, don't call unless you want them. Texas Southern, Prairie View A&M, four tickets, absolutely free. And if you want more information, log on to tsusports.com. So we got that going on. At 9:30 exactly, you call in. Caller number four. And when we come back, who lost the job this preseason for the Texans? See if we can't. Who do you think? Let's see. Who do you think makes it and doesn't make it? On the other side, right here.
That's coming tomorrow is the deadline.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Your deadline may be coming up as well. You may have a lease that is going to expire. And when leases expire, you better have something on standby so you're ready to go and jump into the next car. And that's what we're giving you the opportunity. When I say we, it's me and Craig DeSerf, my close personal friend. Whether you need a lease, maybe you want to get into another lease, and they have leases available for you at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. But whether it's a lease or a purchase, or whether you're getting out of a lease and you want to purchase, maybe you're getting out of a lease and you want one of their pre-owned vehicles. I don't know what it is that you want to do. I just know this. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is number one in customer satisfaction index year after year after year. They've got a great selection going on right now, and that that opportunity, boy, it is winding down. They've got the $3,000 purchase allowance going on right now on the Sierra 1500 pickup trucks, but that is going to be expiring at some point very, very soon, so you might want to check up on it at LanceZCars.com and start the car buying experience. Go to LanceZCars.com. Angleton, that's where you find all these great vehicles and all these great deals. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst, you found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 9:32 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So let me ask you this question. I'm going to ask you a question and you tell me. Who that maybe was on the bubble do you think made the Houston Texans with his preseason performance?
Who was on the bubble?
Who was that maybe didn't figure to be on the roster that you think? I've got one in mind.
Okay.
I got Scottie Phillips.
I was going to say that too, but David Johnson's not going anywhere.
Neither is Ingram.
It has to be four backs.
Four backs.
But I think you're right. That's the first one that came to my mind.
Okay, number two. Well. How about Alclair?
Anthony Alclair would be one that I think, I think it was between him and Ryan Izzo. I think they'll keep three, and I think it'll be Alclair, Farrell Brown, and Jordan Akins is likely my guess. The guy that I think could be cut, may have lost a spot, is Vernon Hargraves. When you look at the corners, you got Terrence Mitchell, Bradley Roby, Desmond King. Those guys are going to be around.
Not very good.
But it's not like anyone else is good. Tremont Smith has special teams ability. They just traded for Kadar Holman. They just picked up Rasul Douglas off waiver wire. I don't know that it's a lock that Vernon Hargraves makes this team.
How about DeMarcus Walker?
Making it?
Yeah.
Yeah, DeMarcus Walker's. He's actually been very, very active.
He's been very active. He was active again the other night.
But so is Jahlil Johnson, though. Yeah. And I'm looking at this. Malik Collins. Here's the defensive tackles. Vincent Taylor, Roy Lopez. I think Roy Lopez may have a hard time making it, even though he was a 6th-round pick. But
well, he's had a few sacks,
could see him being a practice squad guy.
Yeah.
But look at these guys. Russ Blacklock is not going anywhere. Malik Vincent Collins Taylor is not going anywhere.
Vincent Taylor was making plays the other night.
I think Vincent Taylor will make it because he's a true big. But DeMarcus Walker has made some plays.
Manny Hughes going to make it, obviously.
So Derek Rivers won't make it. Charles Omenihu will make
it. Jacob Martin.
Whitney Merciless has to make it. Yep. I mean, they could cut him. They could cut him and just eat the money. They're going to have to eat it anyway.
Why not trade him for a 6th-rounder? What do you mean? You got a 6th-rounder for Shaq Lawson, and he was going to get cut.
Shaq Lawson can play the run. What can Whitney Merciless do at all right now?
You get a 6th-rounder.
You can't get anything for him. They'll just say, cut him, and we'll consider him.
No.
After waiver wires, where we can give him a minimum contract. No one's taking on his contract even this year. Jonathan Greenard, I mean, honestly, you could cut Whitney Merciless. What's the difference between keeping him and paying him or cutting him and paying him, other than you're losing a roster spot? What's the difference? Derek Rivers isn't going to be there. Let me see. Okay, let me take a look at this. Last year, and I'll just go to I'll go to October 1st, 2019. Last year, you know how many defensive ends they had? They ran a 3-4, but they had defensive linemen. They had 6 pure defensive linemen, meaning defensive end and nose tackles. They had 6 there, and in the linebacker position, they had 7. So there was 13 guys total.
Mm-hmm.
How would you let me go to the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins, for example, where Shaq Lawson played last. The Miami Dolphins last year at the same time, 10-2, October 2nd, They played, well, they're technically a 3-4 team also, but they had 6-6. They had 12. Let's say the Texans carry 13 defensive ends and linebackers total. 13. Who you got?
Okay. Let's go.
13 total.
Total.
Defense. And it's probably going to be an extra. It would have to be seven on the defensive line.
Vincent Taylor, Malik Collins, Jordan Jenkins. Are you talking middle linebacker too? Zach Cunningham.
Well, just go defensive line first.
Okay, defensive line.
Go with either seven or six.
Whitney, Vincent Taylor, Malik Collins, Jordan Jenkins, Ross Blacklock, DeMarcus Walker, Jacob Martin, Charles Omenihue. That's eight. Okay. And Roy Lopez, probably. Jaleel Johnson?
And who are your linebackers?
Zach Cunningham, Cameron Grugier-Hill, Pierre Lewis, Christian Kirksey, Garrett Wallow.
That's it. Even though Neville Hewitt made some plays. But you run out of spots. You just said six.
Well, see, this is where I said last week, I said you're actually going to have some players that are cut by the Houston Texans, defensive line and linebackers,
somebody will be picked up. And that's a credit to Nick bringing in competitive players who have a shot at 53-man rosters. It's a low bar, but at least it's better than what they had. But that's 14 players with your defensive front that you mentioned. How many cornerbacks are you keeping?
Corner, Roby.
Just to give you an idea, last year,
Mitchell, King.
Last year, your corner, you kept seven corners.
There aren't that many good ones.
You kept seven corners and three safeties last year.
I think you almost have to keep Hargraves.
You kept seven corners and three safeties last year.
You don't have enough good corners. You just don't. You just don't. You got rid of John Reed. I mean, there's not a bunch of. You almost should have more safeties than corners.
What about picking up a corner off the waiver wire?
Yeah, you can.
That's going to be, you're better off doing that.
Well, they just
than
did.
Vernon
too.
Hargraves.
They just did, too.
Well, they traded for Kadar Holman.
Yeah, Kadar,
seventh rounder.
Right.
But if you look at the cornerback situation, let's say they kept seven last year. If you have seven, I can't envision him keeping seven of these seven. Armstrong.
No.
Russell Douglas, has he even been around long enough for them to form an opinion on him? I don't know. But it wouldn't shock me if they picked somebody off waiver wire and stuck them, especially if it's a former Patriot or, I'm trying to think of who some of the other coaches. I mean, Lovey came from college, so I don't know where would Lovey, like, I don't know who, I don't know where the teams that they would pull from. David Culley was an offensive coach.
Casario will choose that.
It's Lovey and his son. Yeah, but I'm trying to think if there's a background information on players.
All those Illinois corners in the league.
Terrence Mitchell, Desmond King, Bradley Roby, for sure. Those three. You know, at safety, Lonnie Johnson's going to make it. Justin Reed's going to make it. I think Eric Murray now is going to make it. A.J. Moore's been a good teams guy and a good backup. They've got still Terrence Brooks, and Jonathan Owens has had some playing time. I don't know. This is going to be, you know, the battle between who to keep from your roster, who to keep on your roster, and who to go get off of other players who have been cut is going to be interesting for the Texans.
Listen, I could certainly see them staying pat at defensive end, at linebacker, but going and get corners. I could see them do that. What about wide receiver? Name your five wide receivers.
By the way, Breshad Perriman was cut, just so you know, from the Lions. I don't know if the Texans would consider him, but he was
cut. Name your five guys.
My five wide receivers are going to be Nico, Brandon, Chris Conley. I traded for Anthony Miller, so I'm going Anthony Miller. And then my fifth, honestly, I kind of like Alex Erickson's ability to return kicks.
I kind of like what Chris Moore did this preseason.
I do too, and he's a teams guy also.
Yeah.
Jordan Vesey scored a touchdown. Andre Roberts is a longtime vet. But
Kiki's on the bubble.
Kiki should be on the bubble.
Although they like Kiki.
Did they like him or did Bill like him?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
Texas Tech fans? Do Texans people like him? Name some Texans people that you know of, including fans who like Kiki QT. Can you think of any?
Methodist
hospital.
Cody does. He's got that Raider red.
Yeah. Texas Tech people will, and people who work in the rehab departments of Methodist Hospital. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They would like him.
Methodist likes him.
He keeps him all the other players who usually get in trouble, they like him because they can always just go, oh, yeah, but did you see what Kiki did?
What about that drop Kiki just had?
Yeah.
I think his hamstrings hurt again, Coach.
All right.
Do they keep five wide receivers or six? I mean, if we're keeping a bunch of DNs and cornerbacks, like somewhere you have to not keep as many players. There's only going to be two quarterbacks, I'll bet you. I don't think they can keep three quarterbacks.
No, they can't keep three quarterbacks. They can't. And
they may keep one on a practice. Maybe
maybe the third quarterback is Deshaun.
Can you imagine that? Our emergency quarterback is Deshaun Watson.
one of the
top five quarterbacks in the league?
Well, what is that? A bunch of riches. Man, you want to talk about how good the Texans are?
Deshaun, get in.
Talk about how good the Texans are? Their third string quarterback is Deshaun Watson. That's how good they are.
That's how deep. You wanted a competitive roster. You got it.
You got it. All right. When we come back, news of the weird. Do you want a gay Ford car? Because they'll make you one.
A gay Ford car?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
give you my answer on the other side.
Yeah. So we will talk about that on the other side right here and then more. But first, it's all in state, Lance. All state.
All state windows and sidings. Actually, I think it's all state siding and windows. But I can just tell you this. I'll start with the siding and tell you that, you know, it's important to have the great looking siding. It's a great upgrade. It helps you in terms of your energy efficiency. And they're really built to withstand the treacherous weather we have here in Houston. Speaking of treacherous weather, hurricane strength windows. That's a really big deal here in this area. We just had Ida come into the general southeastern area, but we're in the middle of hurricane season right now. And when you have those double pane, double strength windows that are made to withstand 130 miles an hour wind plus, and yes, they build the hurricane grade, which can withstand even higher winds. This is the kind of peace of mind you get. It makes your house quieter. It is retrofit, so you get tremendous energy efficiency. You're not going to have leaky windows. And they're built to withstand the really, really rough elements like the crazy hurricane winds. 50 years in the business, and they want to give you 25% off of your window installation or $2,000 off of complete siding jobs. Just check in with them and see what you can or what they can do for you. 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or go to allstatesidingandwindows.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You know who Armie Hammer is?
Yeah, he's an actor.
He's an actor.
He's kind of a freak. He's got some freak to him.
Yeah, apparently.
Didn't he do some physical? What was his deal?
Apparently, he's being blacklisted by studios after being outed as a cannibal.
Yeah, well, was he outed as a cannibal, or did he say some creepy things?
That's what. Yes, apparently he did. He was a series of DMs and audio messages leaked in which he fantasized about enslaving women, mutilating them, and consuming their flesh.
Well, those are the big three. You can't do those.
Yeah.
Anything inside of those? Can you say the big three again? What were they?
All right.
Enslavement, mutilating and cannibalism.
Who will you see first? Armie Hammer in a movie, Deshaun Watson on a football field, or Trevor Bauer? By the way, Bauer's off the Dodgers playoff roster because he got another week, and you have to be on the roster on September 1st.
DJ Khaled and another one.
Yeah. He got another.
I think the answer is clearly B now. I think if in our little game of Deshaun versus...
I don't know. I think you'll see Armie Hammer first. Deshaun, no about that.
Armie Hammer for what? For who?
What has
he been in? What's your favorite Armie Hammer thing?
I don't know. Okay. He's in the green something, isn't he? Green Lantern.
He was in The Social Network.
Yeah, Green Lantern.
He was in The Lone Ranger. Didn't know that was even a thing. He He was in Entourage as himself. Don't remember that.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the redo of Birth of a Nation. That didn't go well. Oh, he was in Nocturnal Animals. Have you seen that?
No. Oh, yeah, I think I have.
Creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's a little bit scary.
Okay.
Call Me by Your Name. Okay.
All well, right. No. Well, I'm going with Army Hammer. We see him before Deshaun Watson or before.
You going with Army
Trevor.
Hammer?
Yeah. Do you want.
Oh, that's a Pride Mobile.
Do you want. Ford has built very gay Ranger Raptor.
Is those your words?
In response to a homophobic comment. Apparently, they just said, you know what? How about this? Would you like a pride car? And they will design it with the rainbow. Is this something that you're considering as your next vehicle, Lance?
I'm not. Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, right. GMC. Do you hear Ford in there?
No, I don't see a Ford in
okay.
there. Yeah.
There it is.
I don't hear a Ford in there anyway.
I mean, they're colorful.
Uh-huh.
You ought to see these things. Well, that's a lot of color.
It's a lot of rainbow.
The paint job.
Yeah.
Maybe Duro was saying something.
Apparently,
about it.
In the Paralympic Village, they had Toyota.
Okay, what usually goes down in Olympic Villages?
What? Oh no! This has nothing to do with that.
Okay,
but no, this is actually about a car. Toyota has self-driving vehicles.
Yeah, I didn't
unfortunately,
know
it hit a visually impaired athlete. So they're going to cut back on their own self-driving vehicles. Yeah, that's going to happen. So there's that.
A self-driving car hit a visually impaired Paralympic athlete.
Yeah. Did you happen to see the Bishop Sycamore IMG game?
Yeah, it didn't go well for Bishop Sycamore.
Well, because it's really a fake school.
Yeah. Bishop Sycamore lied about everything. How did it get that far? IMG is literally filled like with a bunch of the all pros of high school. They recruit kids to move there.
Yeah.
Kellen Mond was an IMG kid, right? How did Bishop Sycamore talk their way into this?
I have no idea. They just said that they had a bunch of kids that were.
They said they had five D1
Division
recruits.
One. They what?
They said they had five or six D1
yeah,
recruits.
Yeah, they had five or six.
Waiting to go.
And they didn't. They really, really
So
didn't.
Who gave the okay on that one? Like, who said, this is who we need on
how
ESPN?
How about you get watch some tape? So just watch a little tape. So an Indian man apparently thought he didn't need a condom. Instead, he would use glue.
Thoughts and prayers, because I heard what happened to that guy.
He died.
He died.
Yeah. I would die too. I would rather a 25-year-old.
A glue wang.
He decided that, you know what, seal it up as protection.
He went with the glue wang. That's what he did?
Yeah.
He closed the
hole. Yeah, he closed it. That's just something that I just, that's not.
You know what the thought probably was? The thought was, he was going to go over the, I don't even want to say this out loud. But you know how you peel glue off? Like you might put glue on your hands when you're a kid and you peel it off and you say, oh, this kind of looks like something that might work.
Yeah. Listen, glue on any of your body. We've seen the woman who closed her eyes and.
No, she did her hair. Remember?
She did her hair. One
she
did her hair.
She put hair with the Gorilla Glue or
Gorilla
whatever.
Glue.
What was she doing?
Yeah, but one of them did her eyes too. Yeah, eyelashes or something.
To me, these are people who just need to. It's just going to be.
Don't put glue on your body anywhere, especially in as a replacement for a condom. That's just not good. That's just not
you know
thinking
the,
it up.
You know what the best kind
He's
of condom
Indian
is?
He's Indian too.
You know what the. Well, I'd like to. So, what's your point?
I would have thought he'd be smarter.
You're going India.
Yeah, it was India. You can't say Indian if it's not India.
I think you're giving a lot of credit to all the people in India. You think they're all super smart? You're stunning people everywhere. And you know what the best condom is that you can possibly use? Condom.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know what's even better? If you don't have one, don't do anything.
You know, there are some people. If you don't have a, you don't have an alcohol license. Some people will make can make margaritas out of wine.
Yeah, or wineritas. You can have a still.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between doing that and saying, "Well, you know, I've had a margarita made out of wine. That's not bad. Maybe I could do the same thing with condom and glue." No.
Yeah.
Nope. Not the same. Hey, you know what's also really good? These Impossible Burgers. Have you tasted them? They're not even burgers. And they taste like burgers. They're amazing.
You know what you never should say?
Maybe you can do the same thing with glue and condom.
Yeah, don't ever say that. Don't ever say that. All right. We're done. Patrick Creighton is next, taking over for Charlie. It's the Summer of Charlie. And it continues right here next on ESPN.
It's also the 97.5 Charlie, the spring
and
of Charlie, the winter of Charlie.
It's the, well, it's all of those. All right. So there you have it right here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Y'all have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Texas Custom Patios.
Company who I've been dealing with for, well, I'm the one who sought them out back in 2015. Is when I first decided I want to get a patio. I want to do something nice for myself. I had some money saved up. I'd just been working a whole year working for the NFL. I said, I want to do something to improve my house. Little did I know how good they were. Little did I know how much dollar for dollar value you get back. And in many cases right now, you get more than what you spend on your patio back when you get it done the right way because of the way the housing market is going. Texas Custom Patios, they have the finest patios that you're going to find on the market. They build it with not only the best materials, but when they say they're going to build something in a certain time frame, they do it. When they say it's for a certain price, it never goes over that budget, ever. They show you exactly what the project is going to look like. And because they've done thousands of them, they have seen every construct of a backyard and every design imaginable, and they can envision what yours is going to look like. Give them a shot. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and hook up your consultation with them, or go check out what they did for my patio before and after at LanceZCars.com.
ESPN 97.5.